Hello. Good morning to everybody. Let's start with a quick presentation. Slide number two, we are presenting the restatement we applied also in the first half 2012, restatement of the P&L applying the IAS 19. Slide number four, five, six are the synthesis of the messages and the key items we had during first nine months of 2012. Starting by slide four, the demand has been very weak in all the key reference markets. The Western market, as you can imagine, went down, driven by Mediterranean countries, especially Italy, Spain, Greece. Asia Pacific started to reduce a little bit the total performance in terms of total market, of course, with Vietnam and Indonesia going down double digits, especially Indonesia. Indian two-wheeler market also went down. Also, its scooter performance has been good compared to motorbikes. Indian commercial vehicle, as you know, went down in the first part of the year and are showing some sort of recovery during the last months. In this deteriorated scenario, Piaggio is performing, we say, good, because we are leveraging on our increased exposure to emerging markets and on our premium position. In Western market, we are gaining market share for the sixth consecutive quarter. In North America, we are improving our volume and revenues by double digits. On Moto Guzzi side, our key brand, we are increasing our revenue again double digit, and our percentage gross margin is proving very much resilient. Despite the decrease in volume, all our industrial operation have been able to keep the margin very constant compared to last year. Asia Pacific, the volume and the revenues are growing double digit up as in the past. On top of that, we confirm solid pricing and solid gross margin. Despite the expansion into countries other than Vietnam and into products other than Vespa, the average price and margin are still very much constant. India. India, as you know, in the commercial vehicle, the first months of the year have been very much down. We believe that August and September performance reverted this trend. If you look at the three-wheeler business, we have been able to gain market share compared to our competitors. Of course, the situation is not easy because, in some region, the market difficulties are still very high, and also in some countries, it's not so easy to export, for example, Sri Lanka, but also our competitors are affected by the same issue. In terms of pricing, we maintain the rigorous discipline. Vespa, after a not good performance or negative performance during months of August and September, in October, as you will see in the next days after the publication of SIAM report, started again to go up. At the moment, we are at 4,000 units sold in the first 25 days of October, basically because we launched an advertising campaign in order to make the product clear to the public, and we made some small promotion on the market. Vespa, let's say, let's touch iron, but the first 25 days of October, we can say that the trend is inverted. Moving to slide page five. In this kind of market, we can say that despite the decrease of net sales by 7.3%, we have been able to extract significant cost efficiencies at EBITDA and EBIT level. In fact, both of them are very resilient. The gross margin is still very much aligned, 30.3% versus 30.6% last year, and partly is due, as you can imagine, to a different product mix, such as Commessa, so the sales to Poste Italiane, of course, does not have the margin as a retail vehicle. In terms of EBITDA margin, we are at 14.0% versus 14.3%, and also in terms of EBIT margin, we are very much aligned at 8.6% compared to last year. All the other, financials are, I would say, good. OpEx are down, improving the profitability. Net financial position has been recovering during this quarter because, as you remember, in June, we were 52 million behind last year due to strong investment plan and also due to some sort of increased inventory. Today, we are recovering because we are just 35 million behind last year. Without, of course, stopping the investment plan we are having in Asia Pacific. Financial expenses are higher than last year, but this is due not only because of the increase of net debt, but also, as you can imagine, by the increase of cost of funding. Last year, we renegotiated everything. The deal we've been able to sign was very good, but nothing comparable to the former investment, sorry, the former credit lines we had, because they have been signed in very different years, so in year 2005 from 2010. In terms of CapEx, the CapEx are still high. We are having 23% CapEx increase compared to last year. This is, to launch the Vespa in India in order to launch the new three-valve engine in Vietnam and other projects for Europe, such as the build-up of the worldwide warehouse for spare parts. And in terms of debt profile, we believe it is very robust because we have more than 3-year average life and an ample liquidity backup. Moving to slide six, Q4. For quarter, we have some introduction, a good number of vehicles to be introduced in India. Actually, we really have some expectation for the Q4, but the full expectation will be for the next years. And the three vehicles are the new Ape City Petrol. As you know, the Ape City, the small pack segment, is accounting for about 50% of the total market. Today, we weren't playing in this market. Thanks to the introduction of this new Ape City Petrol, we will be playing there. We will be launching also a 0.5-ton new four-wheeler in a very rapidly evolving segment in India, and the new 1-ton vehicle with a B&A diesel engine entirely produced in Piaggio. In Asia Pacific, we are launching today the new Vespa equipped with a three-valve engine, and in Western country, we launched in September the X10 500, and we will be presenting in 10 days the new California 1400. So moving to slide seven, these are the key numbers. So net sales down from 1,200 to €1,112 million, which is around -7%. Gross margin, as we said before, pretty constant at 30.3% versus 30.6% last year. EBITDA margin, 14% versus 14.3% last year. So we have been able to make a very tough reduction of OpEx, around 20 million euros. EBIT at 8.6% versus 8.7% last year, so pretty constant. Then, as we said before, an increase in financial expenses, but a strong reduction in terms of taxes. The tax rate we are plotting for the remaining part of the year and for the full year is around 38%. All of that is providing a net result of 44.4 million euro, which is higher in percentage compared to revenues versus previous year and slightly below 2011. Net financial position already commented, so minus 35.2 in reduction compared to June. Moving to slide 8, we have the analysis of sales by business and by product. So the total sales are down in terms of volumes by 7.2%, which is minus 14 commercial vehicle India, minus 18 commercial vehicle Europe, minus 13 two-wheeler Western country, where, I mean, we have been able to decrease less than the market, and we have been recovering market share, going up from 28 to 28.6 in the scooter market. Asia Pacific high by 15%. So the momentum for Asia Pacific is still in place. Moving to the right part, you can see that the scooter performance all around the world is good because, I mean, in presence of market decreasing double digit, we are decreasing just by 1.9%, while in motorbikes we are decreasing 17% and in commercial vehicles 15%, as already commented. Moving to slide 9, you can see the net evolution of turnover, minus 7.3%, so very much aligned to reduction of volumes. You can see that the two-wheeler Western country went down just by 7.6% versus the reduction in volume by 13%, so proving that we have been very firm in terms of pricing policies and proving that we have been improving our mix. So, I mean, key top sales such as Vespa are suffering less than sales of vehicle in the bottom of the market. In Asia Pacific, we are increasing by 20% in terms of turnover. In commercial vehicle Europe, minus 23%. And in commercial vehicle India, minus 16.9%. If you exclude the foreign exchange difference, the reduction in terms of sales would have been only 11%. A similar pattern you can see in the right part for the scooter. Today, the weight of Asia is still higher compared to last year. Last year, adding up all the total Asia sales, we were at 35%. This year, we are at 37%, so 2 points more. Moving to slide 10, you can see the EBITDA evolution. Last year, 14.3, this year, 14. We have been experiencing a reduction in gross margin because of reduced sales, but we have been reducing the cash OPEX by 14 million euros. Slide 11, net income evolution. So last year, 47.1, 3.9%. This year, 44.4%, 4% compared to revenues. The change in EBITDA has been 15.7 million, as we saw before. Then we have an increase in depreciation, an increase in the benefit from depreciation because we are investing on fixed asset, and the fixed asset, I mean, at a longer period of depreciation. So the depreciation improved our P&L by 7.5 million euros. Then the financial expenses have been higher by 7.5, out of which a couple of million because of the increased debt due to finance the international operations, and the remaining part due to the increase of cost of debt because we have been leveraging our subsidiary in local value and renegotiating the credit lines last year. Finally, the taxes, an improvement of about 30 million euros, partly because of reduced earnings before tax, partly because of an improved tax rate, thanks to the higher importance of Vietnamese operations, which have a lower tax rate. Moving to the following slide, you can appreciate the balance sheet. Very quickly, then we will look at the evolution in the next slide. You can notice that we have been able to reduce very much the inventory compared to, last quarter, where our inventory has been increasing very much compared to the previous year. Now, in September 2012, we have reduced inventory compared to September 2011. Of course, we have some more inventory compared to January to December 2011, but as you know, the business is seasonal. The other significant part is the sum of tangible plus intangible fixed assets. You see that the sum of the two, 311 plus 656 is 967 million euros, which is 43 million higher compared to the beginning of the year and 60 million higher compared to the beginning of 2011, proving that we are investing in order to expand our operation. Very quickly, last slide, the net financial position at the beginning of the year was 235.9. We have been having an operating cash flow of 103.5 million euros, which is very much aligned to last year. So positive generation of cash. Then we have been generating 15 million from release of working capital. Last year it was 31 million. Then we have been investing 107 million euros, which is 20 million more compared to 2011. And we have been having a change of equity 13 million higher compared to 2011. Mostly because of increased dividends, around 4.2 million more, and increased buyback, around 3 million more. So also in terms of value to shareholders, we have been playing, we believe, better than last year, with an increased total distribution dividend plus buyback, 7 million higher, 36 million versus 29. So the resulting net financial position is 365.3, 35 million worse than last year, but with a reduction compared to the June net financial position. We are finished. We are open to questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session is now open. I'd like to remind you that if you want to register for your questions, please press star followed by one. To cancel the reservation, press star followed by two. Thank you. First question comes from Miss Monica Bosio from Banca IMI. Miss Bosio, please.
Good morning, everyone. I would have a few questions. The first one is a general one. My feeling is that the market scenario, both in Europe and in Asia Pacific, is getting tougher and tougher. Now, the market consensus has moved downward, the projection for the full year, and on average, the analysts are pointing to an EBITDA in the region of 190 million. I know that the question could seem curious, but the question is, do you feel confident with this projection, or do you see some further downside risk, maybe because the European market could worsen further, or maybe because the Asia Pacific is not expecting to improve. And the second question is related to the emerging markets, both India and Asia Pacific. What do you expect for the next year, and are you expecting a recovery, and if yes, can you give us the assumption behind this recovery? With relation to India, and this is the third question, I'm wondering if you have a target for Vespa for the full year 2012. And last, I see that the D&A in the third quarter were quite low, despite the capex, which was up. I'm wondering why, and what do you expect by year end? Thanks.
So in terms of market scenario, of course, you are properly right. In terms of EBITDA, today we are ranging around 13 million worse than last year. We are pretty confident we are able to maintain this gap or to enlarge to 15 million. So we would say that from 185 to 190, this can be the good number for EBITDA. In terms of DNA, we believe the DNA will be lower than what today the current consensus is saying. As we said before, we are investing in fixed assets that have a longer period of depreciation compared to what was registered in the past year. So I'm pretty confident that at the EBIT level, we will be able to compensate with depreciation what we will be losing in the next quarter, eventually in terms of EBITDA and even recover. So today, in terms of EBIT, you see reduction of around 9 million compared to last year. Probably the difference at the end of the year will be lower. I would say reduced to 4 to 5 million euros.
Okay.
On top of that, we will have some higher financial expenses, but the difference should be pretty in line compared to the difference we have today, because performance last year during the last quarter has already been increased compared to the first 9 months of 2011. And for the tax rate, the estimate you can do is pretty good. So at the net result level, probably we will be very much in line with last year, or having the same difference as we have today. Also, if the EBITDA is around 185, 190.
Okay.
In terms of number of Vespa, so the beginning we started with 2.5, then 3.5, then 2.7, then 1.7. This month the performance is good. So yesterday we were at 4,000. For the next month, we hope that the pattern we proved to have during the October month is confirmed or enlarged. But I mean, that's our expectation. Of course, I mean, we just launched the product, and we thought that without a limited advertising campaign, the product could jump. It's not the case. It was not the case. We made some sort of correction, and let's see. In terms of next year, India and Asia Pacific. Of course, I mean, the situation is tough also there. Asia Pacific, if you look at Indonesia, this year the market went down because at the beginning they made, basically last year you could buy a vehicle without a very limited down payment. This year they increased the down payment to 25%, and so the market went down by double digit. So this year the rule is in place for 12 months, and so also next year I don't see any difference. I see basically the market going up with the same pattern the market had before this regulatory measure. In India, it's true that the motorbikes total went down, but in the scooter area, I mean, the market is still growing up by double digit, and so we are in this market, so we are confident about that. In Vietnam, the reduction this year is something due to the economical momentum, but I mean, in terms of the normal trends, normal usage of the product, we don't see any change in the pattern. So, I mean, I would say that we are positive also there. Of course, I mean, the fight is in place also against the competition, so we have to deal day every day, day after day, I mean, with a good complexity. But, I mean, this is our job.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Stefano Lustig from Equita. Mr. Lustig, please.
Yeah, good morning. I will have a further question on the Asian development. If my calculation are right, in Q3 you suffered a decline in volumes, double digit, 10 to 11%, and a decline in sales by some 4%. So I was willing to understand first if you can argue a little more about different situation in Asia. So I imagine there is a slowdown in Vietnam, but if you can tell us the size of the slowdown. And the second, which is the second question, an update about, let's say, difficulties in penetrating Indonesia with the same success you had in Vietnam. So if you can update on how many vehicles you sold after 1 year in Indonesia, how far we are from, let's say, the success in Vietnam, and what are the problems you face till today, and most important, what can be the actions to solve this problem in the next quarters. And then on India commercial vehicles, if I understood well, you were mentioning that the benefit of the launch of new vehicles will be effective mostly in 2013. I was wondering, however, if you can tell us something about the rollout and of the new upper city or the two new four-wheels vehicles, when it's going to happen, if it's already there, if you have already some indication of sales for these new vehicles. Thank you.
Okay, so, I mean, looking at third quarter in Asia, the dynamics of the market are reduction in Vietnam, reduction in Indonesia, as we commented before. Our dynamic in terms of market share, we have been increasing our market share in Vietnam. So, I mean, our performance in terms of sellout is still strong. What happens is that since we are launching this month, tomorrow, the new Vespa, we have been making some destocking of the network in order to have the network without old Vespa and to be able to launch the new Vespa without making discount on the old one. So a part of the turnover reduction, which is, of course, 10%, as you said, in the third quarter, is due to the destocking of the network. Another significant portion is that last year Indonesia has been stronger because we have been entering the operation, and so in entering the operation we have been putting vehicles also into dealers. This year Indonesia has been performing in the first month not in a good way, as we said before. In terms of sellout, the performance in Indonesia is improving. One of the key reasons is personal issues. So basically, we didn't put the right management there, and we already made the substitution. So we are changing all the structure because we are not satisfied about the people and the performance of these people. The market is still good also if this year, I mean, we have been suffering because the market went down by 10% because of increase of down payment in consumer financing. But if you look at the sellout in the last month, we are finding the right path. Last month, the sellout has been around 1,700, so we are not talking about 100,000 vehicles per year because, I mean, probably we have to build up the ground in order to achieve these results. But, I mean, some sort of speed at this moment around 20,000 is in our hands. Since we have been destocking the former management did in the past month, in the last month of the past year, the selling performance is lower, and at the moment we sold around 7,000 vehicles during the first 9 months. Going to India commercial vehicle, the introduction of product we will be making are very important. When I'm saying that most of the result will be in the next year is because, I mean, India is selling around 18,000 units per month of three-wheeler, and also if we sell in November, December 1,000, 2,000 of new product, this really does not make a difference. So the entry would be this year, but at the end of the year, you don't have to imagine exploding volume thanks to the introduction of this new vehicle. Next year, I mean, the market are interesting, the kind of product are good, and so we hope we'll be able to leverage after a ramp up about this new addition.
Okay. I may have a follow-up question on Indonesia.
Of course.
If you can give us an idea, you said you took the decision to change also partly the management. Can we have an idea of a summary, let's say, of what was wrong or what was not working? Was it the price? Was the sales network? Others.
Okay, I'm Colanino. Good morning. Hello?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, thank you.
I want to say, primarily, Indonesia is a huge market where the big competition is coming from Japan, from the Japan company, especially Honda and Yamaha, and also from the other Korean company. It is a huge market with a million of sales every year, and with a specific dealer and a specific customer orientation. Probably we have down considered the difficulty that coming on this market in terms of organization and in terms of competition. But I think that basically we non-estimate on the right way the time that we need to penetrate in the market where before we practically would not exist. So we believe that with our products it was more easy to make a competition and to have a win-win story for this year. So we have decided that for that market, the management, the managing director or that the executive manager and the management team for properly for that market need to be more aggressive, need to be more market-oriented, need to know better the dealer philosophy. We have considered that the people that we sent there was not not wrong, but not so aggressive in the decision and not so oriented to have a stronger competition as he believed to have. So we have sent there new people, a new managing director, and probably we have to estimate better what is our capacity to compete with Honda, Yamaha, and with the Korean company, and to follow much better the customer need. Generally speaking, what the customer wants from us is that they consider Piaggio luxury products in the bracket, let's say in terms of two-wheeler. They consider that Piaggio will be able to offer them products with a premium price, yes, but not with a big difference with Honda and Yamaha. After that, we have to consider another things that we have non-estimate in some way. Honda Yamaha reacted after our penetration in Vietnam against us in a different way. So they said on the first stage they don't think on the successful story that we have built in Vietnam. Second one, they begin to consider us a dangerous competitor in that market that before we don't was there and we thought totally controlled them. So they changed their strategy on competition to us in terms of pricing, in terms of financial condition, and in terms of customer relation. So if you want, in some way this is a negative, in another way it's positive, because it's negative because we have obliged to reconsider some strategy there. It's positive because it means that Piaggio with its products is considered by them a dangerous competitor. So if we are a dangerous competitor, it means that we have some value to extract from our products and to offer to the customer. We have done, if you want, a mistake. When we started, we have made too much sell-in. So in a certain way, our dealer buy from us too much and consider the speed of the way of the sell-out. So when the sell-out was not in the same speed of the sell-in, they have considered a sort of destocking strategy before to rebuild again the stock. So we consider that this year we have now achieved a good destocking position, and we are ready to start again on the next year to approach the market in a proper way. In the proper way means better price, if you want, some different strategy, because what they want is a communication with a sort of promotion story, with a sort of promotion of the products that is probably of Indonesia and not the same from the other country of the Southeast Asia. And we have done this, and also, and there is not, this is the more difficult, if you want, we have to launch different products than Vespa. They are different. We have more cars than that. So they need a second, the third scooter that we are now looking to start new launch for the next year, or the first quarter of the next year. But anyway, the story that huge market is easy market is not true. Huge market is a difficult market, as it is the other market. That is what we have learned from Indonesia.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Gabriele Gambarova from Banca Akros. Mr. Gambarova, please.
Yes, good morning to everybody. I have just three questions. The first is on the Indian Vespa. Now, it's clear that this volatility in your monthly sales, the question is, did you have any particular problem in managing this launch? Is the same question as for Indonesia. There were any specific problems regarding, again, dealerships or prices, product positioning, something of this kind, and what are your actions to manage this apart from the advertising, I mean. And then do you have on this Indian Vespa a specific target more or less for 2013? Second question regards restructuring charges. I was wondering if you had any restructuring charges in Q3 and if you could refresh the guidance for restructuring charges for 2012. And last question is on Indonesia. I'm not sure if you said how many scooters you would like to sell on that market in 2014. Do you have an idea? That's it.
So, Vespa launch, I'm saying, no particular issue. Probably the issue are many times the expectation. So, we enter in a very tough market, the market Honda is producing 1 million vehicles of a single item, which is the Honda Activa, or Yamaha is reacting, selling the new Ray at 46,000 rupees. And probably in our, since we were launching Vespa, we imagine we go there and we have immediately an outstanding performance. The market, in my idea, should be created, and what we are doing now is in line to create the market. Should be created with a proper level of advertising, should be created with a good expansion of dealer network, should be created with the customer care, should be created with quality. So my idea, the pattern we are following now is proper, and 4,000 units a month is a good level of sales, I would say, after 5 months of the launch. What us, probably everybody, was expecting of reaching 10,000 units in 3 months probably was a little bit an overestimation. So we don't feel that we made any particular mistake, if not in expectation. By a dealer network point of view, we have 50 dealers today. Just to give an idea, Honda has 1,000. So, of course, our business is completely different compared to Honda. We have our product placed 40% up in terms of pricing than Honda. And so our strategy and volume would be, of course, different for all the launch phase. So in terms of dealer, we are correct. In terms of advertising, we are correct. In terms of pricing, we believe that although high is properly positioned compared to the value Honda delivers to the customers. And so, we are positive. In terms of total volume, I don't want to say numbers at the moment. We are doing the budget, and so telling you 100,000 next year would be a fair. Okay, so take it, this month we are making 4,000. In terms of restructuring, we spent from January around 7 million euros. In the quarter Q3 2012, a couple of million euros, and probably we will end up around 89 million euros over the course of 2012.
Okay, thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Neil Hurley from Rep Capital. Mr. Hurley, please.
Hi, good afternoon. Just one question in relation to the Italian market. I mean, it looks like sales peaked in the late 90s, thanks to government incentives, and now we're down to total sales of now 250,000 units per year. I mean, what is the natural replacement demand each year, either through vehicles requiring repair, replacement, through accidents? I mean, how low can this number go?
So basically, I mean, the Italian market, as you said before, has been fluctuating very much in the past. If you go at the picture over the past 20 years, we had a peak in the year 80s, so over the past 40 years. We had a peak in the year 80s at 1 million units.
Yeah.
Then we had another peak in 98, 99, 900,000 units. Today is at a very low of 250,000. So compared to 20 years ago, we are very much down. But if you look at the year 90s, the market was not so far. So you can say that cycle is around 20 years or something like that. What it is very important in our understanding is that we are not in a sector, or we don't see a sector where behavior of consumers is changing. If you look at consumers, every day they pick up the scooters and they use it in order to go to school, to go walking. So the basic driver of the demand for scooter are not changing. Because, I mean, traffic is higher, cost of gasoline is higher, parking is more costing, and so on and so forth. What changed over the past 3-4 years is that because of economic crisis, people simply postponed, in my understanding, the purchase of the vehicle. So I cannot tell you if, I mean, next year or in a couple of years, they will take the decision to change the scooter for another scooter, because I really don't know. But in terms of usage, the usage is still in place. It's not like other products where simply customers don't use anymore and use a different substitute. So these. If you consider the fact that over the last couple of years we have been reducing very much fixed cost in order to lower the break-even, should be seen, in my understanding, as a positive view. So sooner or later the market will restart. I don't tell you 1 million units, but will restart for sure, because every day people are using our products. And we have been able to reduce our cost base and increase our productivity.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Luca Orsini from One Investment. Mr. Orsini, please.
Hello. Good morning, everyone. Just a couple of questions. The first one is on the working capital. Looking at the numbers, I have seen that a proportion of your debt reduction, if not all your debt reduction, can be explained by the change in terms of payment versus your suppliers. So, and essentially you are paying your suppliers later than what you used to do, and that is helping you on your debt. And despite a small deterioration of the inventories, which is normal in this part of the cycle. The question I have is, how much room do you have to carry on passing on to the supplier this financial burden? And so are you thinking that you can increase, essentially, is that just a blip or is just a new trend and where we should think it should be? The second thing is, since Indonesia is going, let's call it below plan, this capacity that was set up in Vietnam to go to serve the Indonesia market, will it be redeployed in a different place? Or to a different market, or you just slow down the production plans?
So, I mean, looking at our working capital, I believe that by one hand, of course, we are working on every single level. So we are working also on commercial payable. And on commercial payable, we are putting in place some structural measures, such as reverse factoring. So it's not that we are not paying our supplier on time, it's that we are working to extend country after country, and we are extending particularly to Asia, reverse factoring, so that we are able to ask longer term of payment. And there is still space in order to improve. On the other hand, we are performing in a good way, and we can improve, I agree with you, on inventory management. Inventory today is very much aligned or lower compared to last year, but we can improve even more if we are able to reduce a little bit the flexibility we want to have to our customer. At the moment, we believe we are in the proper, in the right trade-off point, but if we need some more cash, we can reduce a little bit by moving to a lower flexible point. So, I'm not really worried about the working capital, also because, as you can notice, we have a negative working capital position, so the working capital is generating 55 million euros, which is not very common in an industrial business, which is expanding to other regions such as Asia, building up new plants, so new need for inventories, new customers, and so on and so forth. Going to capacity in Vietnam. In Vietnam, we have industrial capacity to produce 150,000 vehicles. This year, we'll be closing around 130, something like that. And so we have spare capacity with the current number of shifts to serve this year and next year as well. Also because some of the production we are selling in Asia Pacific is imported from Europe because we have to serve Japan and some other countries. So for next year, we don't see any need to enlarge production capacity. If we want to enlarge, in any case, the kind of investment is on some bottlenecks, so will be very limited.
Yeah, thank you. Just another question. Just for our models, you had we've seen depreciation coming down in this quarter. Can you guide us for a number of depreciation? Is that a running number of depreciation, or will it pick up again? And what kind of number can we pencil in our model for 2013?
So for this year, I confirm you the trend. So this year, this trend of reduction of depreciation will be even higher next year, in the next quarter. So I believe that at the end of the year, the depreciation will be down by 10 to 12 million euros compared to past year. For the next year, I imagine depreciation to be in line with 2012. Because the kind of investment are already working. Because this year we are starting with the new plants of Vietnam, new plants of India, and this kind of investment will be depreciated over the next 10 years. And so I really don't see discontinuities next year compared to this year. This year is the year of discontinuity, and you can imagine 10 to 12 million lower than last year.
And to ask you about 2013 EBITDA guidance, is that too early?
The guidance on what? 2012?
No, 13 EBITDA.
Ah, no, 2013 is too early because, we are doing the budget, of course. So at the moment, I really do not have the number to tell you.
Okay, always worth asking. Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Alberto Villa from Intermonte. Mr. Villa, please.
Yes, hi. A couple of questions on markets outlook. We have seen some weakness going through European markets after the collapse of Southern Europe markets in the car sales, and that's affecting now other markets which were more resilient, like Germany and previously France. I would like to ask you if you feel there is a risk that also for two-wheelers markets, those countries could be affected by a slowdown in the next quarters. And the UK has been a good market for you and for in general for cars. Have you got expectations for a resilient trend there for your sales? And finally, on the Asia Pacific and specifically on Vietnam, what could we expect in the fourth quarter in terms of sales after a weak third quarter for the region compared to the past trends? Thank you.
So basically, the European markets in total are very much affected. So we don't see a worsening of this market in the fourth quarter compared to the third quarter. Actually, all the major markets are down. Not, of course, as much as Italy, but France is at minus 9.9% also after 9 months. So it is Germany overall, also if Germany in the motorbike went a little bit up. As you said before, a slightly positive market was UK, but UK, as you can imagine, is not so important for us. So, also if UK goes down a little bit more, the difference for us in terms of total volume sold in Western country isn't so so tough, let's say. So we are not so negative because also last year European market were down in the fourth quarter, and so in terms of comparison, really, we are not much very very worried. In terms of Asia Pacific, the total sales should be increasing in the last quarter because, in the last quarter last year, by the one hand, we had the introduction of Indonesia, but during this last quarter, Indonesia, in terms of sellout, is performing better, and the stocking is already almost finished, so Indonesia should be performing in a good way. And by the other end, we have the introduction of the new Vespa, which will be launched today or tomorrow. And so the total number of vehicles sold in the fourth quarter should be very interesting, around 40,000. something like that, 38,000, which is higher by 10% compared to last year. Last year, in the fourth quarter, we sold 37,000, okay? A couple of thousand units more than last year.
In terms of margin, the new Vespa should have any...
It's absolutely aligned to the old one. Actually, we changed the engine. We are increasing a little bit the price, but not so much. But we are providing the customer with a much better engine in terms of fuel consumption, quality, noise, startup. And so, I mean, the cost is very much aligned to the old one, so the margin is very similar. So, in between 40% and 50%.
Just a last follow-up. In the last few months, or last 2 months probably, we have seen your market share slightly deteriorating in Italy, or at least you performing a little bit worse than the market, excluding Poste Italiane. Do you feel there is a sort of strong pricing pressure on the market? That's the reason, or anything else you can add on that?
I mean, for sure, some competitor made some good launch and invested very much on this kind of launch. The competitor we're talking about is Honda with the new SH. It's a very good product, and they're spending a lot of money in order to push it. And so, I mean, the performance is good at the moment. We have to see if after the first wave of old SH owner buy a new SH, if this wave will go on, and we have to see whether after they will finish the push in the commercial advertising, the performance will be so good. In terms of mean of market share, we believe we have a good product. We have the new X10 500, which entered in the last part of the year. We have the new Fly. For next year, end of the year, we will be having the new Vespa LX. We have the California. We have the Capo Nord. We have the Vespa 946. So, I mean, in terms of market share, it's a tough game, but, I mean, we go on playing.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Michele Baldelli from Exane BNP Paribas. Mr. Baldelli, please.
Good morning to everybody. I have a question on the dealers' development. If you can give update on the numbers of dealers by country, and I'm referring to India and Indonesia, because there were press releases about this. So if you can update on the targets, in particular the one of 115 Indonesia by next year, and also the one in India. Then another question regards the magnitude of the destocking in Europe and in Vietnam. At the last quarterly conference call, you gave number on the kind of effect in terms of unit sales of the destocking in Europe. I was wondering if you can update on the number of units you are, let's say, assuming that this year is due to the destocking in Europe and also in Vietnam. Thank you.
So, I mean, in terms of numbers of dealers, at the moment we have 35 in Indonesia, 50 in India, and something like 80 in Vietnam. We are increasing at the proper pace because, I mean, the trade-off is very important. You cannot increase very fastly the dealer number if the increase is much higher than the increase of sales. Otherwise, the dealer cannot live. So, it's a complex equation about the place, the kind of position you want to have, in which cities, because we are not playing in the rural areas, of course, because of our price positioning, and the number of dealers you want to have in which cities, how much you are able to grow, and everything, all of that should be managed very carefully. Otherwise, you open a dealer and then you are obliged to close. In terms of the stocking, I mean, the stocking is something which can, of course, in different moments. For example, if a market is going down, the dealer tend to have a coverage constant. And so if the market goes down, you have the stocking of the dealer, because if they want to maintain 3 months stock coverage, they also have to reduce the number of vehicles in stock. So in moments such as the one we are experiencing in Italy, of course, apart the market decrease, you have a normal decrease of the stock of the dealer, which has more than affected the number of sell-in compared to the sell-out. So next year, the stocking will be around 10,000 units. Going to Vietnam, the stock is something completely different, because we are discussing about the stock of a single model. So you are launching a new model. You have to reduce the stock of the old model in order to launch the new one without having to push sales of the old one to discounts. And so in this quarter, if I remember properly, we have been destocking Asia by around 3,000 to 4,000 units.
Okay. Thank you very much. Just a follow-up on... Just one question more. On the restructuring, are you, let's say, looking to continue at the same pace of today, or are you looking to think about something in terms of restructuring of your operation?
I mean, of course, we are still partially pending the issue of National Motor, which will be addressed at the beginning, next year. National Motor, we have been reducing also during the month of September, because we reduced another 15 to 20 people in September, but there will be a moment when we will have to turn the key. And we have at the moment a negotiation with the workers that whenever we want to close the key, to turn the key, we can do that. Next year can be a right moment. This will be the big discontinuity. For all the other, volume are going down and markets are tough, we are trying to optimize month after month in order to increase the productivity on a daily basis. And this is what we did during these first 9 months of 2012 without doing any big discontinuity.
Just for calculation, how many employees there are still in National Motors, roughly?
How many, sorry?
How many employees?
Around 130 at the moment.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, thank you. I think that we have to close the call now, so thank you for attending the conference call, and you can call me from now on if you need further information. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is over. Thank you for calling Piaggio.